Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
Now, we all remember that great country music love story, and we also remember how it ended, and that was with my D-I-V-O-R-C-E getting final today. And then the other party says he stopped loving her today. So who knows the rest of the story? And there's always three sides to every story. But if this pertains to you and you are experienced or are experiencing a divorce in and you have a pension, or your spouse or former spouse has a pension to which you may have entitlement or to which they may have entitlement of yours, there are some things you want to remember. Now, have I gone over this before? A little bit. And it's good to just know, is this legal advice? Absolutely not. That's not my thing, but I help with retirement and the process and things to get ready. So when looking in the future to divorce, obviously you want to chat with your lawyers and have all those things. But with federal retirement specifically, there's top three things you're going to have to address. Number one, pension. Do I owe money out of my pension while I'm living? They call this an apportionment. So the former spouse will get a portion of your pension as long as you live based on some formula. There's a few versions of those formulas. There's one primary one that is most commonly used. We'll go over that in a minute. So number one, you could owe money out of your pension when you retire forever to them. Number two, survivor benefit. Do I need to also spend money to be sure that if I die, my former spouse gets half or a quarter of that pension for the rest of their life also if I pass away at all? So, well, in conjunction with survivor benefit, could you be required to pay for life insurance and maintain life insurance? And remember, this can be reciprocal. You may say, oh, well, I have a... Remember, everything is a trade, right? Like, okay, well, if I have to do this for you, you have to do this for me. So this is part of that negotiation with your attorneys. But you may be required to maintain life insurance with them as the beneficiary for X amount of time. So that's all about if I pass away, the money stops, but they were dependent on this money to some degree, right? That's the whole point of dealing with the marriage and the separation of it, because that's the point where when you're married, you depend on each other, and now this dependency stops. So you have to maintain some of the financial obligation. What's the third thing you have to think about in a divorce proceeding? It's your bucket of money, your TSB, 401k, whatever it may be, and whether or not you have to peel some off to give some to the other party, or if you're the receiving party of that. What happens with TSB? Remember the coffee, it has not yet been taxed. So when that money comes out, if you're the recipient of that TSB withdrawal, as part of the court proceedings, you need to plan for taxes, because I have seen people who did not, and they have to ante up at some point. And you don't want to be the one with an IRS trail coming behind you where you owe them and they are on you like a cheetah. So we don't want that. So top three things that you have to kind of address in retirement specific. Obviously, there's child support and family things and all of that. But specific to retirement, when you go to a court order, there's always a retirement section. It's all usually in caps. What's up with retirement? Sometimes it says he keeps his, she keeps hers, or both parties shall keep their own or whatever. Or what's the other scenario where because such and such had a smaller job, then this person is required to pay out of retirement or pay a lump sum rather than a monthly payment. There's a lot of variety, a lot of variety. And this decision usually gets made at the mediation table. Many divorces don't go to full, you know, full on trial or whatever. They get mediated. You know this. I'm getting into minutia. What are some of the ways you can pay some people, right? So those are the top three ways that you have to kind of address things that are coming up with divorce and prepare yourself for it. And I say this because you can negotiate, hey, I'm going to pay you a lump sum rather than the monthly lifetime payments. Or if you're getting the monthly lifetime payments, I'll just never retire. I've had people tell me that. Well, what happens when you have a quadro? What is a quadro? QDRO, that is qualified domestic relationship order. And that order is the main part of the word because that is the attorney or the court ordering, in this case, OPM, the Office of Personnel Management, to pay your former spouse a certain dollar amount and with what frequency and with what percentage. So the orders, sometimes the most common formula we see are, it's a divisor, right? So you say, how many months were y'all married? Divided by how many months did the person actually work the total job? So we were married for, say, 217 months, but then they only are going to have 20 years of active duty. This is a military specific one where that's the assumption. Like, how many more months could they possibly work? So they were married for the majority of that military service. So they take that percentage. So in this case, they were married for 90% of this person's military career. And then they have to get half of that amount. So they're entitled to half, right? So let's change this percentage. What if they had only been married for 40% of that person's military or federal career? The formula is the same, to where they get half of whatever percentage of the total time the person worked, they get half of that. So I had somebody even yesterday, they had a lower percentage. They ended up getting 40% of 50%. So it was just under like a quarter of the total pension. So this is, you know, for military, but the formula is the same. This is from a quadro that says, hey, OPM, you have to pay the former spouse according to this percentage. Now, what would change it? Can you work more than 20 years of military service? Absolutely. Can you work more than 20 years of federal service? Absolutely. So that the bigger the bottom number, the longer you work, the lower that percentage will be, because it decreases the percentage of time you were married while you were in that position. So we don't have to show this anymore. You get the point. So what you're seeing is how you could owe money to a former spouse. This is one example of multiple formulas, multiple approaches to a quadro, to a retirement. Now, what happens if you don't want to pay your former spouse? What happens when you don't want to do it? Well, sorry, but that's going to be part of the deal. Well, how can I get by with this? Well, what does your retirement application say? There's only one place that it says anything about owing previous spouse's money. And here's what it looks like. It only says, do you have a living former spouse to whom a court order gives a survivor annuity or a portion of your retirement benefits based on your federal employment? That is only addressing two things, survivor benefit or an apportionment. Survivor benefit or an apportionment. TSB has nothing to do with your actual retirement. So you see this. So you see what this question is. How could I say no to this if I truly have a court order that says I owe money to my former spouse? So you don't have to see this anymore. We're good. So what you want to remember, and I can tell you stories of people who said no to that when the answer is truly yes. There's this other acronym called OIG, the Office of the Inspector General. And they have this really cool jewelry, but it's connected to each other and they call them handcuffs. And that can happen. That's called falsifying a government document. And federal employees are held to a higher standard than civilians, even in many cases, on documents like this. So this is not to be all scary, but wouldn't you rather just do it right the first time so you don't have something to come up and bite you? I can tell you stories. People say, oh, well, this person retired back in the day and I'm not getting any money. And I'm like, are you just cool with this? Like, what are we doing? Like, let's make the application. I helped somebody the other day apply for benefits as a former spouse from someone who retired probably a decade ago. This is real. Who's going to advocate for you other than you? Reach out to the people who will help you. That's me. Reach out to the people that can assist you. That's me and my team. Reach out to the people who will care. That's me and my team. We will find the way to squeeze the benefits out of what you already have. And well done, thou good and faithful servant, if you have all your documents. If you do have a divorce and you know there's going to be a payment, get your quadro. Get it. You may not even know what the heck it means. Hey, man, I want my Quadro. I want it now. To have that document is kind of rare. A lot of people retire, you know, get finished divorces, and they're going to need this Quadro to submit to OPM to tell them how to pay the former spouse. People say, well, that's more important to the former spouse. I don't care. I'll tell them I owe money, but they got to figure it out. How long are you willing to wait on your pension payments, waiting on your former spouse to get a document to OPM 30 years later, 20 years later, 10 years after a divorce? Probably not. It's gonna affect you too as the employee who's owing this money. So let me take off my harsh legal hat and chill out a little bit. All is well. I have some people that owe two former spouses money from retirement, and they think they'll never retire, but maybe they will. It's okay. We can make the plans. Let's see what this money is actually going to be. It may not be as bad as you think. Let's do the hard numbers. Let's look at the formula. Let's simulate what your retirement is going to be, remembering that you also have access to things like Social Security and TSB. And fear not, my friend. If you have retired already, correction, if you've divorced already and you already either paid from your TSB or TSB wasn't listed as a part of your divorce, you don't have to be scared for taking a withdrawal or doing a rollover or something like that. I've had somebody say, man, I'm kind of concerned about what I do with my thrift, because what if they, you know, look at me and I'm supposed to pay this money? It has nothing to do with TSB. It has only everything to do with your retirement, and it's going to come out just of every monthly payment. She's going to come out of every monthly payment. So there's your hardcore legal Raina, and then your soft side therapy Raina. It's okay. It's all good. And the best part is you're not alone. You have an advocate over here with myself and my team. We can help you walk through it, look at it, and make a plan so you can go and live your best life regardless of the past, because the past does not define us. You have a good rest of your day. Let's talk soon. My number here, 850-450-6500. You can text me, call me, reach out, and we can get scheduled to have a meeting and make a plan.
Thanks for listening to Raina Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Raina works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Raina directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. Not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.